Have you ever wondered why some people command attention the moment they speak? What if the ability to captivate an audience isn't just natural talent, but a learnable science? In How Highly Effective People Speak, Peter Andre reveals the psychological architecture behind truly influential communication. Unlike typical advice that offers surface-level tips like be confident, this approach dives into the cognitive biases that determine how we process information. The fundamental principle is deceptively simple: convey information how the human mind is wired to receive it. When you understand these mental shortcuts, you gain a competitive advantage in every conversation, presentation, and negotiation you'll ever have. This isn't about manipulation. It's about ethical persuasion that helps your valuable message actually be heard. Why do we fear shark attacks more than heart disease, despite the latter being exponentially more deadly? The availability bias explains our tendency to overweigh information we can easily recall. When making decisions, our brains quickly retrieve related information and give disproportionate weight to whatever comes to mind first. To leverage this natural tendency, make your message stick through storytelling. Use the character encounters problem, meets spied, takes action, experiences outcome framework. Or the even more powerful then, now, how structure that builds suspense by discussing past challenges, current success, and the transformative process between them. Emotional arousal is another key to memorability. We respond more compassionately to stories about single identified victims than to statistics about many, what researchers call the singularity effect. Remember Reagan's welfare queen anecdote? It made welfare fraud memorable through an emotionally charged story rather than dry statistics. Simplify complex ideas with memorable phrases, sententia, that anchor your argument, like Lincoln's "A house divided against itself cannot stand." Visual information sticks better than verbal information, so use images or vivid descriptions. Have you ever noticed how the original price, crossed out above the sale price, influences what you're willing to pay? That's the anchoring effect, our tendency to be irrationally influenced by the first number we encounter. This psychological phenomenon works through perceptual relativity, directional judgment, and insufficient adjustment. To harness this bias when selling, set a high related anchor. Our competitor charges $10,000 for this service. We charge $7,000. When negotiating, start with an intentionally high initial price. If you want $1 million but ask for $1.5 million, your counterpart's adjustment process begins higher, potentially landing at $1.2 million instead of $800,000. Why do some speakers instantly compel us while we dismiss others saying similar things? Charlie Munger's Psychology of Human Misjudgment identifies several biases that enhance message impact. The reward and punishment bias forms the foundation. Show people how following your advice benefits them and protects them from loss. The greater the stakes, the stronger your persuasive power. The liking bias makes us find people we like more persuasive while overlooking their flaws. Use the two mosts strategy. Candidly discuss what people like most and hate most, want most, and seek to avoid. Conversely, the disliking bias makes us find people we dislike less persuasive. Leverage this by associating attacks on your position with sources your audience dislikes. The doubt avoidance bias explains our attraction to confident communicators, while the inconsistency avoidance bias makes people resist acting against their past behaviors. Connect your proposed action to their previous choices. Real estate agents show overpriced, run-down properties before revealing their actual target because they're using the contrast effect, our tendency to perceive things more extremely when placed alongside opposites. Humans cannot judge value in isolation. We need reference points. Harness this through antithesis with the not X but Y structure, as in JFK's, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Present inferior alternatives to make your proposal seem dramatically better. Use pattern interrupts by shifting communication styles. Alternate between loud and quiet, fast and slow, or negative and positive content. Why would someone choose 10 stocks with $900 guaranteed return over 10 stocks with $1,100 expected return at 90% success rate? The zero risk bias, our tendency to irrationally overvalue complete elimination of risk, explains this seemingly irrational choice. We often exchange a mathematically irrational number of resources to drop a minuscule risk to zero, particularly in high-stakes situations. To leverage this bias, present zero risk when your product, idea, or initiative truly offers it. If you can guarantee a particular outcome with 100% certainty, emphasize this heavily. Provide external guarantees with clear statements like, "I guarantee results," or strengthen them with evidence. Use results or else statements when you can't guarantee 100% success. "I guarantee you will either get exactly what we promised or a 100% instant hassle-free refund." This transforms any chance of loss into zero risk of loss. Reframe the risk focus from a dimension with risk to one with zero risk. Provide excessive proof through testimonials, statistics, and expert endorsements to make zero-risk claims more believable. Why do we assume attractive people are also intelligent, kind, and trustworthy? The halo effect causes us to observe one positive quality in someone, then extrapolate from that quality to conclude they possess multiple unobserved positive qualities. To leverage this effect, secure an impressive space for your presentation and iron out all technical details beforehand to prevent the reverse halo effect. Project your voice powerfully. When you speak with crystal clarity, listeners make a reasonable step from loud voice to confident, then leap to attributing intelligence and expertise. Apply the APP opening formula. Agree with a pain point, promise a fix, and preview the fix. Dress slightly above average, better than most, but not excessively so. The most powerful speakers don't rely on natural talent. They understand the psychological architecture behind influential communication. By aligning your message with how the human mind naturally processes information, you transform ordinary words into extraordinary impact. This isn't about manipulating others. It's about ensuring your valuable message actually reaches its destination intact. The cognitive biases we've explored, availability, anchoring, contrast, zero risk, and the halo effect, aren't weaknesses to be overcome, but pathways to more effective communication. Remember that for our minds, seeming true often equates to being true. Your responsibility as a communicator is to make the truth seem as true as it actually is. When you believe your message genuinely benefits others, using these principles helps people listen and understand more effectively. The next time you speak, whether in a boardroom, classroom, or casual conversation, consider how you might structure your message to work with rather than against the natural tendencies of the human mind. Your words deserve to be heard. Now you know how to ensure they will be.